Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we have the third part of our discussion with Miss Virginia A. Jones, where she continues to talk about the town as it once was and her school days.
And I've always enjoyed it. And we always had rival football teams when we were football fans. And Kilgore was our big enemy at that time when it came to football. If we could just beat Kilgore. And the whole book. And Tyler later was another one. But we enjoyed the old football stadium and sitting on the bleachers. I've been by the new high school. It's beautiful. But I can't even remember going in it. I don't think I ever went in that new high school here. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And goodness, Longview need it because Longview is, how much is the population there? Close to 70,000? You know, they used to come around, and I guess they still do. I don't know about in out in our area, but take the census every 10 years and you kind of find out how the growth of your hometown is. And I didn't know how large Longview have been because, see, when I went to school, it was about 2,000 for the, way back then. And, but some music, and we enjoyed our school, elementary school, and we always had a cloakroom in every school at the old campus ward elementary. We called it the cloakroom where we hung our coats or sweaters. And it wasn't any heat in school that I can remember. But of course, that's the way it was. Get a bunch of wee kids or pupils in there, well, for a period of time. But it was a window in that cloakroom, kind of air. And one amusing thing, you know, classes, one of the, I can remember this certain boy in our classroom said, I got permission from the teacher, and he said, I need to go back to the cloakroom. I left a pencil or, sorry, I have to use that pencil. It's in my coat. I can go back there and get it. And she said, well, as well as I remember, she said, well, go back and get it because I have to start the class. And don't be long because I have to start my class. And you come right back. Well, she waited on him. He didn't come back and he didn't come. And she said, what do I have to start my class. The bell's going to ring and the class will be over. She went back there and he had crawled out the window and had gone home. He lived near the school and he gone, crawled out the window there in the cloakroom and walked home. I knew we'll forget that. Of course, they traced him down and I'm sure got in touch with his parents. Don't know if he was sick. I don't know what the reason, but he went home. And, of course, that dismissed her class. We didn't have class after that. But some humorous things could happen, you know, and sometimes in school. And the boys played on one side of the playground, definitely, at recess time, and the girls on the other. And you didn't cross that ground. Because we had teachers out there playground on playground duty watching us. But it was interesting. I liked our principal. He chewed tobacco. Our principal chewed tobacco. And he would chew it during class. And he'd go to the window and spit. And we thought that was amusing. He never would just take out his plug of tobacco. He went, and he had a roaring voice, a very strong roaring voice. And what he said, we abided by it, especially the boys. And he would sit out there on the playground with us sometimes and watch us. And what he said, we enjoyed him, especially the girls. He liked girls. And he walked to school. He lived about 6 blocks from the school. He walked. He didn't have a car. At that time, you walked. School over, you walked home. We liked him. He taught me one subject. He taught me math. And he was a good mathematician, naturally, or he wouldn't be teaching it. But anyway, that was about all I can say about my life history, staying at home.